This is Vision View Sports Radio.
Dr. Danny Jordan. Brother Matthew?
How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you, and good afternoon to the listeners as well.
Awesome. Brother Matthew, I mean, let's take it to the beginning. Or just your sense of the state of SA football under Dr. Danny Jordan. And then we'll just, you know, drill down to the details as we go along.
Look, one cannot say, I mean, it's smooth sailing or we just 100%, you know, flying at 33,000 feet above sea level. But we're down there. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying, because of we're not moving, you know, we're not improving. We're not going anywhere, honestly speaking. And we forever fixing things. And I remember when Danny Jordan came in, he spoke about, you know, Vision 2022, and of which now I'm sure that a lot of people, they would still want to see, like, we need an idea. Like, what are we talking about 2022? You know, don't tell us about how our national teams have qualified for different tournaments. You know, it's true. Yes, Banyana Banyana, you know, the under-17s, the under-23s, Basetsana, and all those, they've qualified for, you know, their respective tournaments, you know, at international level. But we haven't won any of those things. We just go in there just to make the numbers, and we're getting out of the in the first half or in the first round, and which is not good enough. But as we were saying, you know, the state of South African football currently is, you know, at a critical stage where it needs to be fixed big time.
And I mean, if somebody's thinking about this, I mean, he cites all these qualifications, you know, as little successes. But what would be your key performance areas in terms of getting our football where it belongs?
The key performance areas should be, you know, coming up with or recruiting or convincing sponsors to come on board and, you know, start backing up local football, so which is going to be very important. Not easy, but very important. I mean, as you can see, currently at SAFA, you know, we can't sustain, you know, the administrative head, like the CEO. Dennis Mambol was there for a while, but unfortunately he had to move. And we had some acting CEOs, you know, we remember about Mr. Mokwena there. We currently have Teboho Motlanthe now, which is holding the fort. But the bigger elections will be then in December. That's when they will be appointing the new head. But now, The case in point, you know, it's for us to have, you know, a proper structure, the CEO, you know, the administrative office of SAFA, you know, it must be solid to an extent that things should be done properly. However, you know, not that maybe Danny Jordan, you know, he's like the bad person in South African football. Yes, I mean, things are not going the people's way, though, you know, development football again. I mean, at this stage, you know, they're trying very hard, you know, to balance it, but unfortunately it doesn't happen. And for the development side to happen, then we need again a solid structure, like a positive kind of administration. Hence I was like, I keep referring to the CEO, because that is the head of SAFA, and then this thing should spiral down, you know, to the different regions. Because I must say, we can't get SAFA right if our regions are not properly administered. Because it starts from the LFAs, and then it goes just like that up until it goes past the PSL as well before it reaches SAFA.
Yeah, I mean, that's well said there, because I mean, LFAs in some communities are dysfunctional. I come from a township where, you know, guys play football, but it's not organized football because they're not affiliated to a local football association, because it simply is not there. But earlier you alluded to sponsorship. I mean, how much of the, you know, media attention around, you know, the scuffles, you know, between SAFA, PSL, the infighting within SAFA play in not attracting sponsorship?
Look, sponsors, they invest money, and then they would like to see a return on investment. And if people are not like consistent in terms of their administration, or, you know, they are unreliable when it comes to expenditure, then the sponsors will definitely have a problem. And if you present before the sponsors, you present a solid case, you know, that this is a solid plan, like, this is what we want to do. then you know. You know, say for instance, if you want to build your house and you call a planner or the guys who are drawing plans, the architects, you know, these guys, they will definitely come up with a proper plan for you. And you can take this plan and go to a contractor and say, I want this house. And then the contractor knows what is that it's got to do, how the plumbing will go, how the electricity will go. Now, with football, then, before you go to these guys, then you have to present a proper plan. Like, guys, this is what we want to do. This is the pyramid that you want to build, but we're going to need your help because we need financial help. And if you don't have that, then there's a problem, because currently, what does SAFA want? You know, that's the bigger thing, except for winning bigger competitions. Because, look, if you are to be blatantly clear, is that South African football, it needs development, first of all. Like you were saying, you're coming from a certain township and guys are not even registered, you know, with their local LFA. Now, we don't need to win bigger tournaments. The Germans, Germany started, you know, doing their things step by step. Even the Japanese. That is why currently their football is flourishing, because they started from the ground.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I'm going to ask you for some of the positive things you are able to get from his 7-year tenure, you know, but you know, the bio bubble that we've just had under the leadership of Thulani Ngwenya, you know, making sure that the league resumes, and it resumes in a climate where every player could be safe. Surely SAFA should be commended for that.
Look, as I was saying, like, not Dennis Jordan. That Dennis Jordan is not, like, all that bad. I mean,
yes.
he just wanted things to be done properly. But unfortunately, the guys on the ground, they are not the ones who are doing the proper job. The reason I was saying, you know, all this, you know, negative stuff is because, look, as a president, as President Ramaphosa, you know, if President Ramaphosa doesn't get the country right, it's the year. Look, he's the head. Everybody's going to blame him. But there are guys, you know, down there, your MMCs, your MECs, your ministers, those are the guys who are supposed to be doing things right. Now, with SAFA again, as we were saying, you know, they wanted things to be done properly with regards to the resumption of football, where they had, you know, the PSL presented a proper plan before them. But the minister was the one who was saying, no, things cannot go right. Because, like, the chain in command, SAFA, the PSL sends their document to SAFA. SAFA takes the document to the minister. The minister decides, he speaks to SAFA, and SAFA goes and speaks to the PSL. Then everybody would say, SAFA, you know, they don't want football to continue, but it comes from above them. So it is commendable that at least they finally agreed. But now, remember, when SAFA agreed for this thing to happen, was because the PSL, there was a stage where there were rumors or reports out there that these guys, the PSL, they plan on abandoning everything. And if they abandoned everything, then it was going to be pointed at SAFA that you are the reason why football did not continue. So there's plenty of things that needs to be done. But again, we cannot dream big if, you know, things are not going properly. Mm-hmm. If you've got a child, and your child, you want your child to be a doctor, then if the child doesn't do properly, you know, within the maths and physics at grade 10, grade 11, then, you've got an issue, you've got a problem there, because they won't succeed, you know, as a doctor, because they were not doing properly at the grassroots level.
You know, when I listen to you speaking about this, I mean, it almost sounds as if, you know, that the way our organizations or sporting bodies are run at times, it sort of mirrors, you know, the political arrangements out there. Do we have the right people in the right seats, if you get what I mean? And that's why I would understand the sentiment, you know, from the community out there to say, you know what, but the fish starts to rot from the head. And there must be accountability shouldered, you know, by the leadership of some of these structures. Because some of these people get into these positions and they make sure that we put in people around us, or they surround themselves with people who will just, you know, just vote them into power come the next cycle of elections.
Definitely. You've put it right there. We don't have the right people for the jobs. People are there just for the perks. You know, what is that they are going to benefit, you know, from running the LFA? I'm the president of this particular region. Then what is that I'm going to benefit? It's difficult. But again, even those guys, you know, who are presidents of different regions now, remember, they still have got also the LFA administrators that they have to deal with. And if the LFA guys are not doing their job, then we have a challenge. In South African football, I think it's going to take about another 10 years or 20 years, you know, to get it right. Because what is happening now, and we need to start now to fix South African football, and we need to start it from the bottom. The schools, I think the schools, again, it's the key driver in this whole thing. Because if they can start this football thing from the schools level, remember what used to happen, I mean, during those days when football was... or schools had their own competition, so which was great. But now we're talking about, you know, the modern time, like we're in the modern era now. So let's have academies like that are going to be helping in terms of improving our football. But again, at SAFA, you know, at SAFA House, Dennis Jordan might be having ideas, Dennis Jordan might be having plans, but if his people are not implementing the plans that he has, then people are going to blame Dennis Jordan and say, Dennis must go. I mean, as we were saying, like it is seventh year, currently as the SAFA president after he took over from Kestede Matendani. And we know that Kestede Matendani was the president, you know, of SAFA when we hosted the 2010 World Cup and the Confederation Cup. But now, Dennis Jordan was running things behind him, like as the CEO, you know, of the local organizing committee. And he's done exceptionally well, extremely well, because there was a plan there. So Dennis Jordan cannot be a bad person overnight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's got plans. He's got, you know, ideas. But unfortunately, if the people are not doing their jobs properly, then we have a problem. And again, we've got a problem of finances being squandered around. You know, we don't know where, you know, even the sponsors are afraid of putting in money because they don't know what's going to happen to their money.
You talk about finances. I mean, it's been 10 years since we hosted the World Cup. And a question on a lot of people's minds has always been, what happened to the World Cup Legacy Fund? Do you think the association has, you know, accounted enough to the South African public?
Look, it just finished. It just built the Fun Valley, one of which currently, I mean, no one is using it. I don't know why do we have the Fun Valley. If it's making money, we don't know, you know, and... other than that, we know, we still remember there was buses, there were buses, the buses were just distributed, and look, we no one can account for that, but I think that's when we need commissions, you know, to interrogate and seek answers, like what happened to this, and people must just be held accountable, you know, whoever means squandered the money, then they need to be called to order and say, maybe we need the money back, or you must tell us what happened to the money.
And I mean, look, I think as a parting shot from me, Bramesu, I mean, the fact that the SAFA elections are so hotly contested and it's often very much hostile, you know, I mean, I thought Dennis Jordan was very close to Dennis Mumble, but the way that the relationship deteriorated, what do you think gives rise to those kinds of hostile, you know, attitudes?
I think just the difference in ideas, I think that could be the reason. But we fight as people, you know. We I mean, you might be married to a woman, but there might be some issues that are going to make you fight, you know, in the house. I'm sure that even themselves, you know, they are no exception. I mean, things just tend to change. You know, they happen. So from what I know, you know, at SAFA House, I think Dennis Jordan and Dennis Mumble, they had a difference in ideas, and whoever might be right, Danny might be right, Dennis might be right, so it's neither here nor there. But fact of the matter is, Dennis Mumble was there as a CEO for a long time, and he should have understood, you know, what Dennis Jordan wants. But unfortunately, there was a break in ties. So we look forward, you know, to improving our football for the future. Everybody needs that. The PSL needs that. Our kids need that. You and I need that. So, I mean, we need to get this thing right.
Yeah, and the perceived standoff between, you know, SAFA and the PSL, do you think it will be resolved soon?
Never. Not now, but...
It's a story for another day.
It's a story for another day. That won't happen anytime soon, unless if, you know, somebody else decides to leave their position. And if you look in Europe, if you look in a lot of countries in Africa, the association manages the Premier League. That's how it happens. But, you know, here in South Africa, we've got our own way of doing things. And look, the PSL is the number one, you know, in Africa. And, you know,
they've built a fantastic product. I was saying they've built a fantastic product, PSL.
Yes, definitely. So you can expect, the PSL having built up just a fantastic product, as we say, and now they can associate themselves, with an association that's struggling. Look, SAFA recently, they just reported a 60 million rand, I don't want to say profit. I wanted to use their weight because, in business, there's different ways, between profit and whatever. So, but they reported millions, in
revenue, probably.
Revenue, that's the right way, They reported that. And by so saying, we still have to see, their finances, the books have to be put properly so that we can understand where does this money come from. The PSL, not so long ago, apparently they reported 100 million or 1 billion, revenue as well. But we still have to see that, show it to us, prove it. Like SAFA, if SAFA has to prove it, the PSL must also prove it. That's all honesty. That's how it has to be.
But Matthews Mbete, I want to thank you for coming through. Hopefully, this is not the last time we speak to you. This conversation needs a proper sit down and a cup of coffee, and we can just really, really unpack these stories.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.